Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. Some of you I know are regular, faithful listeners, and should you be a new listener, and if you do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that by the wonderful working of the Holy Spirit, you will be drawn with His loving kindness and tender mercies into that beautiful relationship and the joy that pertains to the children of God. Isn't it good, child of God, to be part of God's wonderful family? We have such great and tremendous promises that have been given to us, glorious promises. And as a sinner, when we come to the Lord, we can, once we repent of our sins and invite Jesus into our lives, we can legally claim forgiveness and cleansing from all sin through the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. Let me just share a couple passages of scripture found in the book of Acts. Acts, the second chapter, verse 38. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, when that happens, when we repent of our sins, when we throw down our guard and we say, God, I can't do this on my own. I'm coming to you asking your help, willing to turn away from the life I've led in the past, and I want to start a new life, a new walk with you, in fellowship with you. When that happens, the Holy Spirit comes to reside in our spirit, and we are then what the Bible calls born again. Our spirit man becomes alive. And then a little bit further on in the book of Acts, the third chapter, verse 19, Peter says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Praise God. And so as we turn from sin to righteousness and experience the new birth, we are able then to develop a relationship with God. And how do we do that? Through prayer. And through prayer, we can ask God for all that He has promised. How do we know what He has promised? Well, it is written in the Word of God. And that's why for every true believer, that's the most important thing in our lives next to our relationship with Jesus, and that is His Word. In fact, the scriptures tell us, thou hast exalted thy word above all thy name. And so when we then are in right relationship with God, that is the true basis for answered prayer, for asking, because that's what prayer is. It is, well, it's many different things, but it's petition, it's presenting needs, it's communing with God, as well as receiving from Him. And in Matthew, the 7th chapter, let me read verses 7 through 11. And these are the words of Jesus. He said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Let me pause. That's fairly unequivocal, isn't it? He's not giving any conditions there. He's just saying, ask, it'll be given. Seek, you'll find. Knock, it'll be opened. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Here we're seeing the loving heart of God, who does not wish to withhold, but wishes that we have life, and that life more abundantly. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? He's relating now to the natural. If he ask a fish, will he give him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your natural children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? This is a picture of our Father's heart, how much he longs, how much he loves to give to his children. And then in John, the 14th chapter, this is just an illustration of the heart of God. Let me share with you verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, again, these are the words of Jesus, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And of course, in Jesus' name, that's just not a little conclusion we tack on the end of our prayers, but it is referring to and referencing asking in the character and the name of Jesus. That's why he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And that is how we grow to be like Jesus. Because if we are the children of God, don't we need to grow up to be like our Father, like our elder brother, which is Jesus? So of course, he would make that a condition. And then in the 15th chapter of John, verse 7, Jesus said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. There are other references, such as in 1 John 3, 20-24, 5, 13-15, but I won't turn. But if we are born again and have a relationship with the Lord, Jesus made it possible, first of all, for our sins to be forgiven, that we may have a right relationship with God. Then, once that occurs, Jesus is stressing in the verses that I shared, it then becomes our family right, our redemptive right, our gospel right, as well as our creative right to ask and expect to receive anything and everything that our Heavenly Father has promised to his children. His sons and daughters will inherit those rights, for all things belong to Jesus, right? And if they belong to him, then they also belong to us as his children. Isn't that the right of family? It's an amazing thing. We will inherit all things in the end when rebellion and the evil one is finally put down. Hear what Romans 8, 17 and 18 declare. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So let me ask you a question, brother and sister. Why shouldn't we have what God has promised to us? These are very clear, easy to understand statements and scriptures that are recorded in the Word of God, things that Jesus said. It is our right, our family privilege, to get what God has promised and provided for us. According to Jesus, asking is receiving, as I shared in Matthew 7, 7 through 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So we need to understand what is going on. What is the spiritual significance and dimension that Jesus is saying in these simple statements? He's saying that if you are in a place in the Spirit, in a relationship with me, in faith, if you ask, it's as good as receiving. That definitely implies something, isn't it? These words that I've shared of the Lord. Oh, brother and sister, God loves his children more than any human parent could love their own flesh and blood. God wants to answer our prayers, but if we ask from mere form, just go through by rote, just verbalize words, if we want Him to truly answer our heart's cry, our prayers, and if we ask from mere form without faith, we're not truly asking. We must seek in faith without anything wavering, and then you will receive. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And then in James 1-5, a scripture I seem to share a lot, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. He doesn't scold you, in other words, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In other words, What we want to examine this week is to look at scriptural faith. What is true scriptural faith? Now, there's many kinds of faith mentioned in the Bible, but it's the Lord's desire for you and me to get a greater revelation, a greater understanding of the significance and the part that our faith plays in the quality of life that we enjoy. If we're talking, he says, abundant life, are you living that right now? I say that every single one of us, including myself, are not living at the level that God has yet for us. But with his divine help, with our willingness, we will walk in that dimension of power, authority, and anointing such as the early church possessed, and even greater things, Jesus said. Well, beloved, this is an exciting subject, and I pray that your faith is stirred, your desire is stirred to have more of God in the days, weeks, and months ahead. And if you have specific areas of need, things that have been really troubling you, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.